Girl power. Kamala Harris keeps Joe Biden's failed campaign manager in chair on to run campaign. By Wendell Hasebo on July 23, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris will employ President Joe Biden's campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, and chair, Jen O'Malley Dillon, to run her 2024 campaign. The hiring received negative feedback from some in the establishment media over fears that Biden's campaign was not especially well-run or well-organized to combat former President Donald Trump. It's not good news for Democrats to put the people who ran the Biden campaign into the ground in charge, pollster Nate Silver said. It appears the Harris campaign will work to win the election based on the Biden-Harris administration's record of open borders, soaring costs, and self-inflicted instability abroad. Harris championed the administration's record of policy blunders on Monday in her first appearance since jumping into the Democrat primary race. Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history, she claimed, asking people to clap. Dillon worked for Biden since the 2020 campaign after leaving Beto O'Rourke's presidential campaign the same year. She was a strong supporter of Biden remaining in the race, claiming repeatedly that Biden would not drop out of the race after his infamous debate. Rodriguez, the granddaughter of American labor leader Cesar Chavez, served in the Obama administration. In 2016, she worked for Harris as her state Senate director before moving over to work for Biden's 2020 campaign. Harris is also seeking to hire more Obama alumni. David Plouffe, a leading advisor to former President Barack Obama, is under consideration, Politico reported. Others who provide consistent counsel to the vice president include veteran Democratic strategists Minion Moore and Donna Brazile, though both have other formal responsibilities, and it's unclear whether they would join the ranks of Harris campaign staff. Harris has leaned on a team of a few past alums as she focused on debate preparation, though it's now unclear if Donald Trump will agree to a debate. Plouffe managed Obama's 2008 White House run and went on to serve as a senior advisor in the White House. He's worked with many of the advisors now helming Biden's campaign, who joined Obama World in the general election as battleground states director. Plouffe did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Seven states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, will decide the president, longtime Democrat advisor Doug Sosnick wrote in the New York Times. If Trump wins one or more of Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, Harris's chances of obtaining 270 electoral votes become narrower. Harris will face challenges among the electorate. Her intersectional candidacy and radical policies are not likely to be embraced in the blue wall states, nor does she seem to appeal to the Sun Belt states that hold more minority and young voters. Harris holds a 55% unfavorably rating among those aged 18 to 34, a Monday Quinnipiac poll found. The Midwest is not where the opportunity is for her, a Democrat operative close to Harris told Politico Playbook on Tuesday. The opportunity with her is going to be Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania. And however those four states go, the rest of the country will follow. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.